Every year at this time of year, there's a process that begins to take place in most parts of our country. So we watch the grass dies back, the flowers fade and die, and the green vegetation turns brown and falls away. And the result of this transformation of our earth is barrenness. Barrenness. For a while, things seem beautiful in the fall, in their own time, but soon reality sets in that nothing lasts forever and the cold winter is soon to come. Many of us have resorted to planting perennials in our gardens and around our homes. Perennials are those plants that come up every year on their own that we don't have to plant every single year. They have a lasting effect, so to speak, that we can plant them, and though we care for them in the summer, we don't have to replant them every spring. They bless us over and over again, don't they? God's word is like this. It has this lasting effect that blesses us over and over again. The phrase, the word of the Lord, is used 255 times in the King James Version of the Bible. In 66 books, it's used 255 times. So we know it's pretty important. The word of the Lord, the word itself, word in the Greek language is logos, which means something said, including a thought, a reasoning about some topic or subject. So when we talk about the word of the Lord or the word of God, we know that it is the thoughts of God, the reasoning of God about some topic that God has in mind that he wants to speak about. The Bible teaches us that God speaks. In Genesis chapter 1, God literally spoke and everything came into being. He spoke into existence things that did not exist. We call this in theology ex nihilo, out of nothing. He just literally spoke and things were created. In Genesis chapter 15, it tells us, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision saying, "Do not fear, Abram. I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great." Two things God does when he speaks to us that he did here to Abram. When he speaks, he comforts and he promises. We always find that when God speaks. He comforts and he promises. In 1 Peter chapter 1, Peter writes to the scattered believers, "The word of the Lord abides forever." The Lord's word is like a perennial. His word is perennial. It keeps on growing and it keeps on blessing. And we find that, as Isaiah prophesies in his word today, to the tribes of Judah. Before Judah went into exile, Isaiah came on the scene and prophesied to Judah, the southern tribes, to stop turning to pagan ways and to turn back to the Lord. You see, they had fallen into apostasy, rejecting God and his commands and laws. And God sent Isaiah to warn them about their impending captivity that they would have to undergo as a result of their rebellion against God. As much as he warned the people to turn back to God, he also gave them a message of assurance that the Lord would preserve his people and restore the nation. You see, Isaiah, which was written about 700 years before the Lord, has two main parts to it. It's written in two halves. The first half of Isaiah is the denunciation of all the nations. First of all, Judah, the denunciation of Judah for their apostasy, turning away from the Lord. Secondly, it's the denunciation against all the other nations around them. It's a talk of future tribulation for the kingdom. The denunciation of Israel and Judah, the northern and southern tribes, and the denunciation of Sennacherib and other kings. But in the second half of Isaiah, we find God's consolation, speaking of the greatness of God, the salvation of the Messiah, the program for God's peace and restoration of the nation. He comforts and promises in Isaiah that although you have to go through this for a certain time, there's a time coming when I will reveal myself and I will save you and restore you. That's God's great news. But here we find it in Isaiah, as the people had turned away from God. And Isaiah comes to speak to them, denouncing their actions. And we find in our text today regards to this restoration. In chapter 39, Isaiah said to King Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord Almighty. A time will surely come when everything in your palace, your fathers have stored up until this day, will be carried off to Babylon." He warns King Hezekiah what's going to happen. A day is coming when this is going to happen. This is the prophecy that precedes now the second half of Isaiah, which is the consolation. And he begins by saying, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Comfort, comfort my people." And in our verses today, Isaiah writes that a voice cries out. A voice says to Isaiah, cry out to these people. And he says, well, what should I cry? And this voice, in comparison between people and plants, namely the grass and the flowers, says, cry out that all men are like grass and their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fall because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Comparing people with the flowers. He uses this imagery. It makes me wonder what Isaiah was, what the context was when that came to him. What was around him, where he was, we don't know. But we know the voice of the Lord came to him and said, cry out to my people. And he said, what shall I cry? And the voice says that all men are like grass and their glory is like the flowers of the field. In the King James Version, all flesh is grass and all the goodliness thereof is as a flower of the field. In the New American Standard Bible, all flesh is grass and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. What happens to the grass and the flowers? They wither and they fall or they fade. They succumb to the harsh weather, first of all, to the storms, to the drought, to the wind, to the cold. All people are like the grass and the flowers. They succumb to these things in life. In everyday life, we're just like the grass and the flowers. We wither, we fade because there's so much we have to deal with in our lives every day. We succumb to the harshness of life. And we're withered, we're dried up. Secondly, the grass and the flowers depend upon proper care and maintenance. Water, fertilizer, covering them when it's cold. Just as all people do. We require maintenance and care to keep us going. To keep us strong, to keep us strong in our faith. Isaiah says that people are like the grass and flowers. They wither and fall. The word wither in the Hebrew language means to be disappointed or ashamed, to dry up. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt just simply dry spiritually, dry physically? You've just had enough of life. You just can't take anymore. You just want to just leave it all behind. You just can't live another day. I'm sure the people did after they were taken away to Babylon into captivity. I'm sure they felt like that. But he says, like grass, the people wither and fall. The King James Version says they fade, they fall away, to lose their brilliance or their strength, to die away. Boy, I don't know about you folks, but I get times in my life, I get days in my life when I feel just like that. Just like the brilliance is gone, the strength is gone. There's just nothing inside me. I need that care. I need that maintenance. And I know who I need to turn to for that. A lot of us here this morning have had quite a year, haven't we? And frankly, I can empathize. I understand. We have two in our family. But I knew all through the year that I had to keep trusting in God. I knew some way He was going to make a way. Every single time that the devil stood there and said, why don't you just give it all up? wither up and die. Just, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. But God's word kept me strong and keeps us strong, because I knew the Lord had promised good to me, that He would restore me, because that's what His word tells us He does to His people. The grass withers, the flowers fall. Surely the people are grass, but the word of our God stands forever. I knew God's promises. The key was keeping them near and dear to me and blocking out the voice of the enemy that says to us, it's not worth it. Let it alone. He's no good. He's a liar. I know better. And I know you folks do too. Surely He says all people are like this. But we have hope. The mouth of the Lord has spoken and His word stands. What is the Lord's word? In this day and age, the Lord's word is not uplifted. It's not exalted. He says the word of the Lord stands. In the Hebrew language, Isaiah meant or implied that word stand to mean rise and accomplish. The word of the Lord will rise and accomplish. And here He says this will happen forever. That means in our day too. The Lord has promised good to all who love Him, Romans 8 tells us. And if the Lord has spoken and promised good to us, we can know that as He is eternal, His word is eternal, and His promises will never wither, fall, or die away. They are unaffected by this world, the trends, pop culture, or whatever people say. God's word is unaffected by that. It still stands as truth, as power, as care, as maintenance, as our water fertilizer, and our protection. His word is filled with promise and hope to all who embrace it and trust Him. Though all people are like the grass and the flowers, the Lord's word is unaffected by the storms of life and does not need maintenance. It lasts forever. It is final and eternal. This means it has the same meaning and hope for us today as it did then. Some people say, well, we have to interpret it differently for our day today. That's the same mistake they were making in Isaiah's day. They were interpreting the Lord's word differently and turning away from it and putting it aside as less important than other things. And what did the Lord do? He allowed them to be captured and taken away. He allowed the storms, the drought, the wind, and the cold. And I can imagine the people were tired and withered. I'm going to invite the choir to come up now. They have a special song that will remind us of this today, and I'm going to invite them to assemble. As they do, I want you to think about these words. The Lord's word is not only eternal, but it works its purpose. In Isaiah chapter 55, Isaiah says, as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. God's word is not only eternal, it is productive. And it's powerful. As we remember the Lord's words in Genesis, that He spoke creation into being.
It is not.
word is not only eternal, it's powerful, and it sustains us. In the fourth chapter of Luke's Gospel, when Jesus was being tempted by the devil, Jesus answered him, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Therefore, all people are susceptible to storms, fragile, easily affected by the culture. The Lord's word is not. Over and over again, it rises to reveal the goodness and the beauty of a God who loves us and promised good to us. That's the testimony from cover to cover. Why did God give us this? Because He loves us. And His love never fails us. It never runs out. This is a story of God's love and God's faithfulness and God's persistence and God's endurance and God's promise to His people that if you obey me and love me, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be there on and on and on and on until I come to take you to be with me. This is His amazing grace. As we sing in one of the verses of the song, "The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Although the Lord may discipline us or allow us to go through trials of life, His promise again and again, His promise is to free us, to bring us comfort, and to bring us salvation and eternal life. And He has fulfilled every one of these prophecies and continues to fulfill them today, because the word of the Lord stands forever. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Comfort, comfort my people. This is comfort. This is God's promises. This is God's truth. And this is our hope forever and ever, eternally. May God comfort you as you remember that His love never fails or never runs out.